pointed out that we have this din of Kvisha, and the world of Kvisha Bekelim is the Taz raises via an Iser Veheter, who paskins three psakim. A, that the Kvisha is Boleya, that the Kli is Boleya Kedei Kulo. B, that that it depends upon the material of the Kli as to the degree of the Kvisha, that when we say Kedei Kulo, we're speaking about Eitz and Cheres, as opposed to Matechet. And C, that it's a two-way street. Not only can a Kli be Boleya Iser, but if you have a Kli which is Usser, it can be Mavliya, the Iser, into that which is in the Kli, given 24 hours. The Taz disagrees on all three points. The Taz says, we learned in Siman Saritesa Rashba, that if you have a situation of Shefa, what's the situation of Shefa that I'm rashing about? That you had a cask that was Boleya Yayin Nesach, and you fill the cask, it's always going to be Shefa, because the Kli was only Boleya Kedei Klipa. The Rashba's assumption was that wood is only Boleya Kedei Klipa. And so, why does the Yisr Veheter say that it goes Kedei Kulo? A. B, in other words, when Chazal had a din of Kvisha, they didn't make a difference between different types of Kalim. It's across the board that we have over here, irrelevant of the material of the Kli, that there is going to be a Bliya. And C, if the Kli is Usser, and you put something in the Kli and have it sit 24 hours, it's always going to be a no sein ta'am lifgam. The clock ticking of the Easter within the walls of the Kli is going to end, the 24 hours of ta'am l'shevach is going to end before the 24 hours of that which you're putting into the Kli, which is the second process. And so it's always going to be no sein ta'am lifgam. No sein ta'am lifgam is an Easter l'chatchila, but it's not going to have any Easter b'dieven. Those we have machlokes on all three points. How do we paskin? So if we look at the Prima Gadim says on machlokes number one, as to how much a Kli is Boleya within 24 hours, and that which is within, we saw already a Shach in Siman Sadi in Sifkatan Yud Gimel, that we paskin not like the Rashba. We paskin that a Kli is Boleya Kedei Kulo. In Achanami, it's machlokes Rishonim. We pass like the Rashba's principle of Shefa, but we don't pass like the Rashba's case that a Kli is only Boleya Kedei Klipa. Okay, so the Shach in Sifkatan Yud Gimel in Siman Sarichet over there, if you recall, the Machaber distinguished between the world of Bishul and the world of Malicha, the Ramah distinguished. So the Shach says Kvisha is like Bishul, it's Kedei Kulo, and Irui is like Malicha, that it's Kedei Klipa. So in the Machlokas number one, we paskin like the Iser Veheter. In Machlokas number two, we also, it says according to the Prima Gadim, paskin like the Iser Veheter, but it's a two-way street. There are those things that's Kvisha within 24 hours. There are those that are Kovish Kedei Kulo, and there are those things that are Boleya less. So he gives an example. He says, let's say you were to go to Chevro in nicer times, and you were to buy a pottery jug, and you were to fill it with a liquid, you know what's going to happen? The jug is going to change color as you're filling it, because the liquid is going to go into the wall, permeate the entire Kli. That's nature of a Kli Cheres. A new Kli Cheres that has never been used, you're going to have Kvisha within a few minutes. It's going to be Boleya Kedei Kulo within a few minutes. Had you poured an Iser into that Kli, had you poured fruit soup into that Kli, the whole Kli would become Usser within a few minutes.
So they didn't glaze time, they wouldn't glaze.
What? Without glaze. They don't glaze, right.
They don't glaze.
They don't glaze. They sell, that's the way they sell the flower pots and jugs, etc., without glazing. Just a regular Kli Cheres. On the other hand, a Kli Cheres Yashan that had already been permeated with a liquid, and a Kli Eitz, that's where you have Kvisha Me'es La'es. That's the classic Kvisha Me'es La'es Kedei Kulo. And a Kli Matechet, that's a machlokas between the Iser Vehetzer and the Taz, if it's more lenient than wood or not. It's a machlokas. But so, L'maisa, we're no hague that we view a kli matechet like a kli eitz. But it's, you know, that's a machloket. And kli zechuchit, says the Prima Gadim, is via kvisha, is not boleya at all. In other words, it's simply made of a material that without any heat, simply by something sitting in it, there's not going to be any boleya. We are in Hilchos Pesach. The Ramah in Hilchos Pesach in Siman Tafnun Aleph Sif Kaf Vav Ramah says Haminog Ba'ashkenaz Umimedinos Elu is that a kli zechuchit that was used for cold. You can't kasher. It's like a kli cheres. You can't kasher it. So the Mishnah Brura over there already implies that is a chumrah for Pesach. But the Hefsid Meruba, one could be Mekel when it's not on Pesach. The Mishnah Brura over there is in the Shar HaTzion Kuf Tzadi Zayin. Af im lo haya chamin rak nichbash betocho mi eis la eis. Yesh lahachmir, makom hesin meruba, make it la prima godim. That's the prima, yes?
Is that meaning there's a kula for Pesach? Or is it
so in Pesach, there's a kula for hesin meruba. And not on Pesach, so lechora, kvisha does not apply, there's room to say that kvisha does not apply to the world of glass. Namely, that, in other words, that the principle of the Isra Behetar is correct, we have to deal with every substance on its own. In terms of the third issue, namely, is there going to be kvisha from a kli into the liquid which is currently in the kli? So here we said the Taz says mapitov. It's gnosit lefgan. So the Taz has a lot of bedfellows. The Prima Gadim agrees with the Taz. The Shach in Sifkot and Beis agrees with the Taz. The Chavas Daas also agrees with the Taz. Beikaron. Unless we're going to have one of two circumstances. A davar charif, if you have borscht in the bowl. Borscht has a lot of vinegar in it. It's a davar charif. So a davar charif overrides no same time with gam, we already pointed out. Or that you have very, very quick hands, and immediately when, you know, where it's, when you finish cooking that which was in the pot, and you know, it's when the clock of the 24 hours of Tam B'Shevach begins, at that point you put in something to sit there cold. Namely, that then the two clocks are synchronized. And then we say that the Bliya and the Pagam come Bevasachas, and it's the Bliya gets in under the wire. Those are the only two circumstances. However, even though the Taz has a lot of bedfellows, quoted what?
Bedfellows
means friends who agree with him that are on this level of psak. It's an English expression. It's idiom. It's an idiom.
It's when people.
Okay, look at the page that I gave you. There is a bir halacha. The bir halacha is dealing with a situation of where you have a kli of chametz, and now you want to put into it something that would be pesedik, and the question is if after 24 hours there's going to be a bliya from the chametz into the kli. So the Bir Halacha says ayein mishnah brura de'im hu ben yomo aser, that you can't do it if the kli when you put into it is a kli ben yomo. It could have been used 5 hours ago, 10 hours ago, 12 hours ago, 20 hours ago. It's aser. Va'ayein Eliyahu rabba vodach kodem she'iru ayedei kvisha le'olam bas yoma. In other words, we have over here the paradox of the Taz. It's dochak to learn that's what the Machaber meant. In other words, the Machaber says if it's Einobat Ben Yoma, then it's Mutar. Mashma, if it's a Ben Yomo, it's Aser. So the Machaber is Mashma against the Taz, against the Shach, against the Prima Gadim and the Chavas Das. So the Mishnah Brura then continues. ubachok Yaakov kosav de binyanenu osur mitam me'es le'es kevan sheish bo ksat charifus. He was talking about putting olives into a kli of chametz, and there's a little charifus. Gam zed dochak, because the Mishnah, the tours cause of stam. Imayim batal churfe. In other words, itself goes off. You added water to the olives. The olives aren't charif anymore. Mikol makom lahalacha nireh lahachmir, namely that there is room, says the Mishnah Brura, to be machmir. Here in this situation, the taz, the prima gadim, they're mekel. But he says there's room to be machmir. Da beis hilel besiman tzadites upri chodosh tirtzu akushya sataz v'hashak. That there's a way of getting around their paradox. The klisha omidim rotev lo nifkam tam ola ola. Maybe the whole halacha that a kli after 24 hours becomes no tam lifgam, that's only if it's an empty kli. If it sits empty for 24 hours. But if it's full, if you put into it some liquid, then the tam doesn't become pogam. Rakishu rekam nifgam. Ulididhu asr divri ashulchan aruch lahalacha kapashte. And so, according to the Beis Hillel, according to the Machaber, according to the Pri Chadash, that you can disagree with the Taz. You can like the Yisrael Beheter. V'chein kosa b'sefer ma'amar Mordechai. V'afte kam ha'achronim hetiku l'halacha divrei ha'taz v'ashach, mikom ha'kom inira v'hokil l'chatchila, b'frat was this, shigam ha'chok Yaakov kosa v'li Yisrael for his own reason. B'shaz ha'tchak, you can be mekel. Okay, so we have over here a real machlokes achronim, and so l'chatchila, there's room, says the Mishnah Berura, to be machmir, and only to be mekel bishas hadchak.
Is this his own story about having the vessel full? That's his quote.
He quotes the Pri Chadash.
That's the Pri
Chadash. Yeah. By us, if you look in the Ber Heitev, in Yeridea, in Sif Aleph, there's a parenthesis. He says, Hagon HaMachaber Magen Avram Shama B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Mi Lublin Bishlama Im Hakli Omid Reikom Nifgam Hatam Avokan Sheomid Boheter Todir Im Kein Kfar Hiski L'Kadol Tam B'Shvacho L'Achar Me'es Leis Nase Kemevushal Mamash L'Chein Osur Kachos Ava Beis Hillel. Namely, this is parallel to the to the Mishnah Berurah, to the Bir Halacha Ayin Pri Chodosh. But he gives a different reason over here. The reason over here is that how does something become from no same time l'shevach to no same time l'fgam? Is it shevach, 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 and then boom, the clock hits midnight and Cinderella turns into a pumpkin? Is that what happens? Pashtus, no. Pashtus is a process. And so as long as the process began b'shevach, the process of Belia, it's a continuous process, and so it's not as though all of a sudden you have this tremendous change, but it's a process. So you could either use the fact that the process never gets off the ground if there's liquid there. That's the Pri Chadash, or that it's a process as opposed to a one-time act, and once the process began the shevach, so we're going to have an issue. In any case, it remains a machlokas, iser veheter and taz, because you could give a lot of other names to it. Machlokas, on the side of the taz, we have the shach, the prima gadim, the chavas das. On the side of the iser veheter, we have the machab, pashtus of the machaber, in Or HaChaim, and the pri chadash, and this parenthesis, okay, and the Beis Hillel, and the Mishnah Berurah, Pisvar. Okay, very nice. Okay, let's move over to the Ramah. The Seder. Put this behind. Everyone has a page that I quoted. Yeah. The Seder. Okay. Let's move over to the Ramah. Kol makom darin and kavash kemavushel, says the Rama. Now we're reading back into the Rama in Siman Kufei Sifalo. Yeah, kol makom. Kol makom darin and kavash kemavushel afilu mash echutz likvisha asur. Dayidei kvisha shelamata mefafei alamala kamav bishul. Let's say that we have a bowl that has in it a liquid and that liquid is usser, and we into that liquid we have a piece of chicken. Part of the chicken is submerged in the liquid. Part of the chicken is above the liquid. It sits there for 24 hours. The chicken below the water line clearly becomes usser kedei kulo. What about the chicken above the water line? So in the world of Bishul and in the world of Tzli, we have a concept of piapua, that things tend to...
Permeate, okay.
Via Schumann, that when we have a fat tends to create a certain osmosis, tends to pull things along with it. The Ramah in Hilchos Tzli says that we don't know what is Schumann and what's not Schumann, so we're always going to say that there is piapua. But that's when you have heat. The question is, does it apply also to cold? Does it apply also to kvisha? So here, the Ramah says, yeah, it applies also to kvisha. But the Shach, Sifkatan Aleph, implies mapitom. It's only when you have heat. Also the Gra implies only when you have heat. The Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, I havi ha iser shamen zet tamua delinyan kvisha ma lemala mehamayim ma bekach shehu shamen. Namely, the question is as to whether a davar shamen is meaningful in the world of kvisha. Maybe the davar shamen is only meaningful in the world of heat. So this is an open question in terms of that which is above the waterline, whether there would be piapua. Whether one can learn from the world of heat to the world of cold. Within the world of heat, we have piapua. Within the world of cold, it's not so clear. Then the Ramah continues, and therefore he points out, v'yesh mekilin b'mashe b'chutz. Right, there are two deos over here. V'safei kavush asur. Milvad the baser im chalav dazlin and lakula, the min haTorah ino asur rak the bishul mamash. Namely, that as opposed to beria, as opposed to chatikri oblis kabe, that are dinim drabanan, kavush is a din d'oraisa. Kavush is a din d'oraisa. So safek kavush is safek d'oraisa lechumra. The only place where kavush is not a d'oraisa is baser v'chalav. Baser v'chalav, we have a rule derech bishul asra Torah. You're only going to be chayav with heat. So kvisha in the world of basar v'chalav is drabanan, but kvisha everywhere else is d'oraisa. The Taz over here in Sifkatan Gimel points out that l'chora this is not so clear. There's a machlokus between the Taz and the Nekuda Sakesef. The Taz holds that when you soak something, that item begins with a cheskas heter. And now we have a suffix as to whether it sat for 24 hours. So you have a suffix and you have a chazaka, so the chazaka trumps the suffix. The Nekuda Sakesef, the Shach says, just a minute, there's over here, this isn't a chazaka, there's a reyusa. This is sitting in a liquid. And so when you're dealing with a reyusa, how in the world can you say that there is a chazaka? It's a question how to view it. The Pisrei Tshuva, Sifkatan Gimel, gives an ukimta even for the Taz. It says, according to the Taz, you can have a case of Safek Kavush being usher when you have two chatichos. I have one chaticha that was nichbash badai for 24 hours. I have another chaticha that was never nichbash. And I don't know which is which. So then, Safek Kavush is usher. Namely, take away the chazaka. When you have one piece, then you can speak about a chazaka. When we have two pieces, we take away the chazaka. And then the Pisrei Tshuva continues, Pisrei Tshuva Sifkatan Gimel, to quote a case that we mentioned last time, Ayem Tshuvas Pri Ha'atvua, Alados Be'er Mayim Asher Chafar Ovei Kochavim Echad, that we have a well, Nafa Latoch HaMayim, Mace, V'yesh Safek Im Nichbash Betocho Me'es La'es, V'tzideid lahakel. Why? Firstly, the ain't kan rak safek kavush, right? In other words, that that firstly we have the world of Safek Kavash. But Safek Kavash alone, that's not enough to be Mekel. The Ein Kan Rak Isur Asay. But when we're dealing with a human being, there's no lav to be a cannibal. There's a lav to eat Nevela. To eat human flesh, that's an Isur Asay. But it's an Isur Asay. And so it's very fascinating. Maybe there's no din of Bliya by Isur Asay. There's a classic Chakira that Isurei Lav, maybe they are Isurei Cheftza. And Isur Asay is basically an Isur on me to do something. It's not something which is in the item itself. And so maybe there's no Bliya by we mentioned putting your finger into tea. So maybe there's no Bliya by an Isur Asay. V'gam Ika L'sfuke Shema Hu No Sein Tam L'fgam. Okay, we don't know. In other words, so there are a lot of spekos that add one on top of the other, so that's why he was Mekel. So here I just brought to you, I told you that in the newspaper it said, there was an Ishafiho Rata Badatz, Achareha Mikreha Mitzaer Rahmanat Litzlan, Shekara Biyekev, Kach Vekach, Achim Ko Nea Sharim, Chamishim Vishalosh, Nifsala Tfula Tayayin, Bebrecha Misparisrim Ve'achad, and it was all poured out. Okay. In other words, a similar situation to what was here but maybe there was no Safek Kavash. Maybe in that case it was Vaday 24 hours. When you have a Safek Kavash, so you have a Safek Kavash, and an Isur Asay, and you have no Sein Tam L'fgam. Okay, all of those are open issues. So we have over here this tshuva sort of building a sfeik sfeika. So the question is, let's say we have a safek kavush. Can we build into the sfeik sfeika the fact that there's a day that there's only kavush after 3 days? We saw last time that there's a day that's only kvish after 3 times. So maybe every safek kavush should be viewed as a sfeik sfeika. So there's a Gilyan HaMarsha Al Atar who says, nothing doing. That you can't. Mm-hmm. Where is the Gilyan HaMarsha? Ha yesh poskim delo have kavush ela b'shloshi yamim. And the Shach Sifkatan Beis, he quotes that sheet of 3 days. Mikom akom ein b'tzarfin poskim elu lasot sfeik sfeika b'sefik kavush le'el b'sif aleph. We didn't know it's that a shita which is not quoted by the Machaber or by the Ramah, we even though there is such a shita in the Rishonim, they require 3 days. We don't count it into a sfeik sfeika. But look at the page I gave you. I quote over there a tshuva of Rav Ovadia. Rav Ovadia has a tshuva in Chelek Ches Siman Zayin, in which he points out, if you look in the underlying part, Me'ata b'safek in nichbash me'esh leis, yesh shalosh sfeikos lehakel, shema lo nichbash me'esh leis. Maybe it was only 23 hours, not 24. Im tinsi lomar nichbash me'esh leis, shema halacha karav yah, Rav Eliezer mitz the ain kvisha pachas mishlosha yamin, v'shem halacha karashi ain kavush ela b'chometz. And then he brings also a note to be Yehuda that kvish only applies to those things mentioned in the Mishnah, and therefore the bottom line is he says anytime you have a safek kavush yesh lahakel. Okay, so Rav Avadia views every safek kavush as a sfeik sfeika for all these reasons. Okay, so it's melchokis akronim. So you could say it's Machokas if you want to Ashkenazim and Sfardim, but Rav Avadia views every Safek Kavush as a Sveik Sveika, and according to us, we say that since all these Shitos are not brought in the Shulchan Aruch, right? No, the Yehuda quotes one, the Gura quotes another, the Shach quotes a third one, we don't count them into the world of Sveik Sveika, and the Safek Kavush remains Aser. So, okay? Can we continue a little bit? Beseder. Let's go back to the Machaber. The imu kavush betoch tsir, betoch chometz, im shaha kadeshi itnenu agabi ya'ur viyartiach, viyaskil hisbashel, hareze kimavushel. In other words, that we, even though classically we're working with a regular liquid like water or Coca Cola, so that's 24 hours, but if we're dealing with tsir is brine, or vinegar, so the time of kvisha is 18 minutes. Kadeshi itnenu agave ha'ur v'yaskil hisbasho. That if you were to take a big pot and you were to put it up to cook, it would begin to cook only after 18 minutes. And so that's, we have a shorter shear in terms of these particular liquids. So be aware that the shach, where should we go to? Yeah, the shach points out that tzir, that's like a real shita, but chometz, vinegar, that's like any other kvisha. You need me'es le'es. A. B, the shach over here quotes the Taz that any heter that was nichbash in a kli that was aser is going to be mutikas of nosin tam of gam. And then the shach also mentions the shita of the 3 days. That's the shach sivkot and days. However, the problem is the continuity of the mechaber. The mechaber then continues, ubepakos mishir zeh, less than 18 minutes, lo ne'esar ela kidei klipa. So that's not kavush. And that would only be like malicha. And malicha is kidei klipa. The problem is, if those of you have continued further, we're going to see that even though malicha, me'ikar hadin, is kidei klipa, we are machmir in the world of malicha to view it as asering kidei kulo. You know, it's malicha, we distinguish between davar kachosh and davar shamein. We say we don't know how to distinguish, so every malicha immediately is maliach kiroseach kidei kulo. So how do we understand over here this mechaber? The mechaber knows that we're machmir in the world of malicha. So the Gruapat points out over here, well, there is a shita of the Ran that malicha only takes place after 18 minutes. And so, you know, that would explain it, the Grosif Gatan Yud. But the Shach himself says there are cases where we don't say maliach karoseach. You're speaking about something which is drabanan and kochush legamre. So anyway, it's, you know, that then it would only be kidei klipa to begin with, and then after 18 minutes it would be kidei kulo. Okay, those are technical issues. Yes?
How do you define the klipa, kidei kulo, the kidei? With the both function, do you define it here, or just kind of?
What, in a kedera you mean?
No, kedei klipa.
Kedei klipa is the amount, is the thinnest surface that you can peel off as a unit. If you have a carrot peeler, so that's kedei klipa. When you peel a carrot, that width is kedei klipa. That's a klipa.
Why is it klipa? Why is it kedei?
It's the amount that would be peeled. In other words, the blia goes in the amount that would be peeled.
Wasn't the usual translation of kedei in order?
No, it's not. No. Kedei means over here the amount. Okay. So ad kan sif aleph. I think maybe we'll call it a halt now. Okay. Even though I prepared much more for today, but I didn't realize that Hanukkah would take up our time. So bli neder on Thursday, right after mincha, classically. Okay. So Thursday we'll do the dinim of Bishul, Emir Tashem, Gimel, that is Gimel.